From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect daily at 1 o'clock. As we look forward to next week, we'll be speaking with author Corrine Rios on the 12th on Tuesday, The Flesh versus a Spirit Experience. Paul Gessing comes in on Thursday from the Rio Grande Foundation. Listen, on Wednesday, Eastern Hills Christian Academy. We'll find out just what a difference that makes as far as a choice for education for potentially for your family on Wednesday as well. Adrienne Camp joins us. She's going to be speaking at a Sheology event coming up, and her daughters are coming with her. They'll be providing the music, which actually I was kind of wondering, is A.D. Camp going to bring some of the old Benjamin Gate stuff? But I'm thinking not. I'm thinking she's coming to speak, and a lot of that content coming from her new book. So that's going to be all part of next week's ABQ Connect. You'll find archived shows at abqconnect.online. Now, I already mentioned Sheology, the women's ministry out of Calvary Church. Let's get the men in here. It is time to man up. In studio with us, Neil Ortiz is here, and Taylor Bronis. You guys, I so much appreciate. Listen, people don't realize, you know, you were here a couple months ago talking about the Man Up event, but many people may not realize there's so much more than Man Up that you guys do, and you guys are doing the work, and we appreciate it. But today's focus on tonight's rally.
Yes, sir, and it's always time to man up, right?
Right.
So these rallies, like Taylor and I like to share with the guys, is these rallies aren't the moment of men's ministry. In fact, it's only to facilitate all the stuff that's been going on for the last 2 months since our last rally.
It's kind of like, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's kind of like a touch base, connect with guys that, and you know, there's all these different ideas for ministry that guys could be getting out in the community and doing. It's an opportunity for them to encourage one another. We've said in times past, man, that time of worship to hear, you know, a couple hundred, 800, whatever guys worshiping the Lord, man, there's just, you can't duplicate that anywhere.
Not at all.
Yeah. Now, Man Up rally occurs. We're still on the every other month. So although there is one tonight at 6:30, 5:30 for the food, it's going to happen again in May.
May 17th.
Oh, okay.
Friday, May 17th. Yeah.
All right.
That's going to be the Friday right after Mother's Day. So right after we spend some time focusing on the significant women in our lives, we can rally up again and get pumped up for the next 2 months.
Now, let's talk to those guys that, you know, okay, I've been to a Man Up rally and I know I've been there, done that, but it's not something you want to miss.
Well, I'll tell you what, something that Taylor and I talked about since the last meeting was, as we're still on the front end of this year, we wanted to look at what God has our church as a whole doing.
Uh-huh.
And then we wanted to look at the latter part of the year where we have a men's, you might call it a conference.
Okay.
You might call it a big rally where we're going to have Daryl Strawberry coming in.
I want to know more.
So that's going to be later in the fall.
Okay.
Late summer, early fall.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's good to bring it up now because get on your knees, guys.
Yeah.
Pray for that. Pray for this for tonight's event, too.
Yeah. Well, what we wanted to do was have a target to hit.
Uh-huh.
And we want to be in sync with what God's doing in our broader church body. And so this year's vision for our church is Make Room. And the series that Pastor Skip and Pastor Nate are going through right now is called In the Room.
Yeah.
The emphasis is upon believers being together, gathered together, like the ecclesia, the church, mm-hmm. the gathering of God's people. And so with tonight's focus, we're bringing a panel of guys for a discussion. These are men whom, as I had mentioned, even as I announced it over the weekend to the church at services, these are men who are committed men, experienced men, and in the game when it comes to mentoring other men.
Yeah.
And so we want to show the guys that join us what that looks like. We want them to hear what it looks like. We want to encourage them that it's really not complicated. It's very accessible. It just has to be done.
Yeah, I think part of what happens at a rally like tonight, too, is there's guys who've been doing that a long time, who've been mentoring other guys. And, you know, when you look at the landscape where we are, it's real easy to, you know, really to touch on that, do not grow weary in doing what is right.
You know, what's interesting about the guys that do it really well is unless you're benefiting directly from them.
Yeah.
People don't know. And it's part of the, I would say maybe the character of that kind of man or person, you know, women who do this as well, where they really do love the one-on-one or the smaller group. They keep confidentiality.
Yeah.
They're accessible to that group. You can't be available to everybody.
Are they going to talk tonight? Now, I don't know how organic it's going to be, or in an area like that, what I think is beneficial for, you know, we hear often, guys, you got to find that guy, you know. But along with you, what you mentioned about confidentiality and trust, in the culture where we live, not the easiest thing. And kind of the steps you can take to facilitate that happening, is that something that can be, you know?
I hope it comes up tonight.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be that sense of trust.
Yeah.
Leadership comes. It's made up of a lot of great godly qualities, but trustworthiness is definitely one of them.
And you know what? As we're learning from the series you mentioned that Pastor Skip is going through, and Nate in the room, he wants us to be together. He wants, you know, what I mentioned, guys, finding those guys, you know, iron sharpening iron. And I'm kind of answering my own question. He wants it. So pray for it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's praying according to his will.
Yeah.
He's going to provide that.
And the best way to put yourself in the traffic of finding, quote unquote, that guy you can trust is first to be that guy you can trust. Mm-hmm. Then God's going to bring his people to you because you're trustworthy. And then you can begin that reciprocal, respectful, mutual relationship. Taylor has some good relationships like this in his life and has had those. Did you want to say anything to
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those where, yeah, just doing exactly what you just said, Neil. It's trying to, on one hand, obey the command of God in Matthew 28 that I am supposed to go make disciples. That's something. It's not just, even as a pastor, I have a chance to sometimes teach from stage, and I love that. But it has to be more than that. I have to really invest in making disciples of people. So finding people who are younger, whether that's physically or just sometimes in terms of spiritual maturity, younger than I am, younger in their walk, pouring into them while also submitting to the leadership and the wisdom of people who've been doing it, guys who've been doing it a lot longer than I have. And I feel like when we're in that kind of pathway, we have people above us who are keeping us grounded, who will call us out. That enables us to then do the same thing for somebody else.
You know, I always, as we go through each segment on ABQ Connect, I try to imagine who's listening and who we can speak to. And let me, so far, actually a lot of what we've been kind of in this Christianese, which is fine. We're speaking to the body of Christ and talking about koinonia, that fellowship that is so dear that I'm sure if it hasn't come up already, In the room, the series will, but let's talk to that guy who maybe found and is listening and is thinking, I'll get that. Okay. let's talk to that guy.
That's not a fun.
Yeah, let's talk to that guy who's listening. Who's like, look, man, I have no interest in church. I have no interest in Jesus, and I have no interest in you. Let me say this, and then I'll let you guys sound in. I have an interest in you if you're listening and you feel that way. I love Jesus and I know he loves you. And since he wants the best for you, so do I. And I know the best thing for you is the good news that he has. And you're going to hear that if you show up tonight. If you haven't heard that message, you need to hear it. And if you think you've heard it, you need to hear it.
And I would even just say this too. Hey, even if you're listening to this and you're not a believer, again, I want to echo what you said, Steve. I love you. I care about you. I want to see you flourish as a human being. And again, I think that, again, as a Christian, I believe that the best and most impactful, most eternally impacting way you do that is by giving your life to Christ. But beyond that, I also think that just whoever you are, whatever your beliefs might be, there is a willingness on our part that we want to be better. I want to be better at who I am. I want to grow. And I think regardless, again, of your belief system, your convictions about who Jesus Christ is, we get better when we're in community. We get better when we're not doing things alone.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so, and Neil?
No, I agree. I mean, it's a basic Christian doctrine that God made no Lone Ranger Christians. The intention is not to be singled out. In fact, Pastor Skip had mentioned this past weekend that I think he said 18% of Christians have no connection to small groups or getting together with other believers. And he said, just imagine if 18% of your body stopped working. How would you feel? How does that even work? It doesn't work well. And so we want to encourage every brother in Christ that God has so much more for you when you put yourself within the context of his people to be both edifying to them, to build them up, but to also put yourself in the position to be further built up by God through those other people as well.
You know, as you say that, again, I'm thinking of the person listening that hears, and I, amen, first of all, Neil. Yeah. Second of all, the guy who's listening is saying, yeah, but I've been there, I've done that, I've been burned,
yeah,
and I'm not gonna. And what I expect, you know, if I was to have a conversation with that person and they would say, well, so-and-so, and I think of Jesus with walking along with a couple of guys, and he turned to them and he said, you know, what is that to you? You follow me.
Yeah.
You do the right thing.
And any relationship that's going to have even the potential to develop into something significant or beneficial is going to require vulnerability. So you might say, well, hey, let's look at the prime example of that in our lives as believers, Jesus. He made himself so vulnerable to people that he ended up getting nailed for it, literally.
Yeah.
He got killed. He got stapled to a cross because of his vulnerability. So yeah, it comes with risk. And it comes with sacrifice. And sometimes part of that sacrifice is our own personal comfort. But nothing worthwhile comes without sacrifice. And so whoever out there is saying, yeah, but there's a point at which, well, yeah, we want to encourage you. At the same time, hey, we're going to spend time focusing on the guy who says, okay, I'm good to go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Well, I would just say this. I've been talking to a lot of people about this. It just keeps coming up in conversation. You just think about what it says in Mark 8:34. This is like the core calling to discipleship. It is not a calling to comfort. It's a calling to self-denial. I mean, Jesus literally says, if anyone wants to be my disciple, that's good news. Anybody right. can be his disciple if they want to. But to do so, you have to pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow after him.
Yeah.
And just, I think that's a difficult word for us to internalize in our American culture right now is deny myself. What do you mean I have to deny myself to follow Jesus? But when Jesus asks us to deny ourselves, he is offering something better.
Good one.
Yeah. One of the things that that came up there too, you said disciple, you know, and if you go to the root, right, discipline, student learn.
Good one, Steve.
To be disciplined in these behaviors, you know, that comes with practice. Practice makes permanent. You know, when I think of times in my life where I know what I'm supposed to do, but it doesn't. I don't have the feeling that I want to do it. You know. But if you do it, sometimes the action has to come before the feeling.
Hell yeah.
And I would think that those that are, you know, trying to put off the fellowship, whether it's, you know, the Sunday or time with family or at the men's rally or what have you, you know, if you make yourself do those things you don't feel like doing, and you know, are good for you.
Yeah.
You know, eventually you kind of get on his path, and then you're not bucking against the goads, and things are going a lot easier.
Yeah, well said, Steve.
So let's walk the guys through. We talked a little bit about it, but here's what's going to happen tonight. Okay. You're going to get off work. You're going to go home. You're going to have, probably something thrown at you. It's like, oh, maybe I don't need to go tonight. Nope. Go ahead and go tonight. Make that decision now. You can text your wife now and say, actually, dinner's covered. I'm going to show up at 5:30 at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. Do we know what the menu is for tonight?
Hamburgers and hot dogs.
All right.
There's some things in life that need to be innovated. Hamburgers and hot dogs are not one of them.
And I'll give you my standard instruction for the burgers. Do you remember what this is?
Remind me, please.
One flip. Okay.
One flip, huh?
One flip, yeah. You wait, yeah, just about the time the blood and the water start coming out, however long that took, you flip, and about that much more time on the other side, and it's done.
Nice.
You don't need to make them into hockey pucks.
Nice.
All right.
Nobody wants that one.
Did you say brats or hot dogs?
Just hot dogs, I okay. think. Could be brats. I don't know, but okay. Definitely hot dogs and hamburgers.
All right. And further instruction for the guys, remember, nothing, no ketchup on a brat or a dog.
I believe that should be in the Bible. It's not, but you're right.
No, but food is served up at no cost.
No cost.
Wait, the price has been paid. Okay. Yeah. Price has been paid for the food at 5:30. Show up for that. At 6:30, we move into the hub at, are we in the hub?
Main auditorium.
In the main auditorium, because there's going to be 2,000 guys here.
Well, we would like to have 2,000 guys. We have better accommodations for audio, visual, and all that kind of stuff in the main auditorium. And so we'll start there at 6:30. We'll have about 20 minutes of, as you mentioned, music with just us guys.
Yeah.
And there's a unique sound, a unique tone to it, which we love. And then we're going to jump right into the panel discussion with six other guys, or six total of us.
Are you guys on the panel?
We're on the panel. I'm the one that's the traffic cop, the
moderator.
The moderator.
There you go.
And but we've got some guys that are younger, in their 20s, and some guys that are older.
I'm glad you mentioned that,
because we want to bridge that gap.
Earlier, when you were talking about getting guys up there, I was saying, and you know, you don't have to have gray hair to have been at a place where you're helping others.
Nope.
We're not despising youth here.
Taylor doesn't have one gray hair on his head yet. Thank God.
Oh, you will, brother. How many daughters do you have?
Well, it's about to be two.
Okay. So, no, you have two.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
One is about to be born.
Yeah. Oh, the gray hairs are coming, man.
Yeah.
I only had one daughter. Look at me.
I've got three, and they came fast.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
You have three.
Yeah.
How did we get there?
About the generations.
Yeah.
You know, some of the guys that I know who do this best are young dudes.
Yeah.
Some of the guys who need this most.
No fear.
Are older men.
No fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not one of those guys, man. I'm not. I'm afraid.
Is that right?
Yeah, probably.
You don't strike me as that.
Yeah.
Steve, you're well insulated when it comes to the body of Christ, man. You make yourself available. You're a good conversationalist, so.
Well, okay, so the panel setting tonight, and then what happens after the panel?
We get up into smaller huddles, groups, for some discussion over it all, which I think tonight's very fitting, because the emphasis that we want to really press home for the guys is pursue this in your life. If you have some of those one or two close friends, cultivate your reciprocal interaction with each other to build one another up. But also we want to encourage a mechanism that God's created at our church, which are connect groups, community groups, often referred to as that as well, but specifically for just men. Because I know when I'm talking to just brothers, there's a candor and an honesty and authenticity that I can have.
Yeah.
That I might not be able to exhibit or experience if there's men and women in the group.
Also, guys, speak to that guy who's listening. He's like, I'm at a church. I'm in a men's group.
Well, Well, I would just say this, again, I mean, we talk about it pretty much every time we're on here. This is obviously Man Up is taking place at Calvary Church, and a lot of the attendees are going to be part of Calvary Church. But this is really for anybody, and I think especially tonight's discussion, regardless of what church you fellowship at, praise God, but the call to discipleship, and I think the urgency of making men into disciples is so pressing. So we're at whatever church you fellowship at, you're welcome here, because the call to make disciples, the Great Commission, is universal for all of us as Christians.
Now, I stole this from the Man Up website.
You stole something?
Yeah, I did.
How dare you?
I stole. It's calvarynm.church/manup. But listen, in a culture that's having an identity crisis, clearly having an identity crisis, it's time for men to man up and be who God designed that. Someone really thought this out when they wrote this out. Design them to be. So gather tonight, guys, with like-minded men in godly community and get prepared to go out into the community with confidence. So that's what I need. I need that, you know, there you go. That's
what you get. And I think that call to action to make disciples, we're not, especially to the guy who's thinking, oh my gosh, like if I go there, are they going to like pressure me into like getting this huge group of people? This would be my dream. I won't speak for you, Neil, but this would be my dream. I would love it if every man who comes to tonight commits to finding one younger man and pouring into them. And if they can find somebody older than them to be mentored by, excellent. Yeah, but great. If you could just go out and find one person and say, this one person, I'm going to take ownership of, I'm going to pour into. If every man who did that just found one person, I think this city would look radically different in the space of a year.
Yeah, absolutely. I would second that, Taylor. I used the word mentorship earlier, synonym for discipleship, right? Yeah. Just modeling the walk with Christ to another. And when it comes to putting yourself out there, getting yourself in a situation where you can hear other guys talk honestly about their lives, if need be, you can talk honestly about yours. One of the great benefits to that is I often realize in those situations or those settings, hey man, I'm not crazy, or I'm not the only guy. I don't feel like the black sheep of God's family who isn't getting this right. There's other guys who are having similar challenges, similar struggles as I am. And so you talk about confidence. God does some dynamic things to build confidence when we realize, hey, we're in this with a family and a brotherhood, not by ourselves.
And again, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Neil Ortiz and Taylor Bronis, two of the leaders for the Man Up ministry at Calvary Church. It's at Calvary, but whether you have another church you're attending or whether you don't attend church.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're very right. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. That's tonight. The food starts at 5:30, guys. Officially, we get underway at 6:30 with the worship and then the panel and then the breakout groups. And if you want details, go to calvarynm.church. And let me revisit too. May 17th will be the next Man Up rally after tonight. And later, is it in the fall? We're talking about the other event that's being planned, Neil?
Yeah, it's in the fall. Okay. More details to come.
Okay. And Neil, now listen, young guys, Neil mentioned Daryl Strawberry. And if you're a baseball guy, you probably know who he is. But this is a guy who played for the Mets, and not only played for the Mets, certainly went to the All-Star game, had to be multiple times.
Many times, yeah.
He's got a testimony to share to encourage you. You think things aren't redeemable? Yes, they are. That's something to kind of, until we nail down, you know, the date and exactly, kind of have that in your head that you want to start thinking about who to invite to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Guys, anything else before we go? And I want you to leave and think, man, Ryman didn't give us a chance to talk about it.
Ryman, you did a great job to set the table for us, man. We're good. We would love to see brothers show up tonight, be with us. And for those who do show up, then, you know, let's come. Let's get ready to have some good time with each other and live this life in Christ together.
All right. Hey, we'll leave it with this. Pastor Neil, would you pray for tonight?
Yeah, great. Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity for us to even gather like this. We're grateful to have the freedoms in this country for however much longer we have them, Lord, to do this, we ask God that you would bring men tonight who need you, who need you through other brothers, who need encouragement, who need just some instruction on how to take that step to put themselves within a path of your greater provision for them so that they know they're not alone. And not only are they not alone, but you've put in them something to give others as well so that they can not only be helped, but be a help to others by your Spirit, Lord. So God, we commit tonight to you. Lay down all those obstacles that the world, the flesh, or the devil would like to erect between now and guys actually showing up so that, Lord, we show up in mass for you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Taylor, Neil, thanks. Let's do this again in a couple months.
Right on. Thank you.
Hey, don't go away. The Friday Financial Update with Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates on the way before the top of the hour. And right after the break, we're going to hear Daily Signal podcast from the Heritage Foundation. Kind of a recap. If you missed the State of the Union last night, they're going to give you a kind of synopsis of what you missed. That's coming up next on ABQ Connect.